This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. This summer, President Obama appointed Patricia Timmons Goodson to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. The commission, made up of an 8-member panel, is charged with helping develop federal civil rights policy and law in the country. Commissioner Timmons Goodson has a long legal history working in North Carolina, including the first African-American female appointed to the North Carolina Supreme Court. She joins me now to talk about her appointment. Thanks so much for being here.
So good to be with you, Phoebe.
I want to start talking about something that's going on in the present day and certainly a big part of the national media this week and for the past few weeks. Michael Brown, the unarmed African-American teenager who was shot by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, was buried just earlier this week. This whole event has thrown the country into an ongoing conversation about race relations, about civil rights in the country. What have you thought watching this whole event play out over the last few weeks?
I found myself thinking, Phoebe, what is going on in this country when African-American parents, regardless of their socioeconomic class, must have a conversation with their young sons. Conversations about what they must do to protect themselves, because many of these parents understand that when their sons encounter law enforcement, they're not going to see that family background. They're not going to see how much love has gone into rearing them. They're going to see a black male. And too many of them are willing to accept the stereotypes that they see. And so as I watch all of this unfold, I find myself wondering whether my husband and I have done enough talking to our sons to protect them. I find myself thinking that there's some real issues here, and we've got to get to the bottom of them.
The Civil Rights Commission, of which you have been recently appointed a member of, was originally formed in 1957. But what you seem to be saying is that there is an absolute need for this commission to be going on right now in 2014.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt. First, let me say I'm grateful for the progress that this country has made in both race relations and on the civil rights front. But one would have to be blind not to see that there remains a tremendous amount of work to be done.
You grew up in the South, in all over the country, but in your formative years in Florence, South Carolina, during the height of the civil rights debate in this country.
Well, let me say, my father was a sergeant in the United States Army, and in 1959, he took his family, was ordered by the military to service in Germany. And so I began kindergarten and first grade in Wiesbaden, Germany. We returned to Fort Bragg, and we were there for 3 years or so, and then the family was sent to Kansas. By 1965, with the Vietnam War underway, my father was among the early troops sent to Vietnam. And so consequently, he and my mother made the decision that with four children, she would need the support of family. And so the family went to Florence, South Carolina.
Coming back to the South after having lived and been schooled in places where integrated schools, as you say, were the norm, and where there was no difference, where black students and white students came together, and then you came back. And what did you find when you returned to South Carolina in 1965?
Well, two things stand out in my mind. The first one is the fact that I learned that I could go to the movies with my allowance and come off paying less to see the same movie if I was willing to sit in the balcony. And sometimes it was a little fun as you tossed popcorn and other small. That was the segregated area. And at first it seemed strange, but I can pay less.
And throw popcorn
and see the same movie? I'm game. The other thing that on a serious note, that stands out in my mind is that my sixth grade teacher, and that's the grade that I began at the integrated elementary school, had never taught a student of color. And I've always been a strong student, thank goodness. And at the end of the sixth grade, I was disappointed to learn that I was not going to be placed in advanced classes with the other students that I regularly competed with and held my own. And to this day, I remember that.
You are retired from the bench now. But this state is under a lot of national scrutiny, North Carolina, at present, for the implementation of voting rights laws, which have been called by some of the strictest in the nation. And one of the new restrictions will require voters to show ID at the polls. Critics argue that this will have large negative consequences for both young and minority voters when they go into effect later this year, and are really calling this a civil rights issue, an issue that we can look at and say this is a civil rights issue. What do you think about the voting rights regulations in this state and what it means?
Well, Phoebe, let me say before commenting any further that I'm here as Patricia Timmons Goodson, former Justice of the Supreme Court of North Carolina citizen. Any views that I express would not be the views of the commission. With regard to your question about whether voting rights is a civil right, I don't think there's any question that it is. And I believe that any action taken that affects voting rights should be given the greatest amount of scrutiny possible, and that there should be little tolerance for any action that is going to negatively affect voting by our citizens.
You mentioned at the beginning that, well, throughout this whole entire conversation, there are great strides that need to happen on civil rights issues in this country still. Michael Brown, what that has brought up, showing it. What do you hope? There's a reason that you were chosen by the president to be appointed to this commission because of your history working on civil rights issues. What do you hope to see in the next few years? What leaps and bounds do you hope this country can take?
Well, for any kind of progress to be made, there must be an acknowledgement that work needs to be done. And so my first hope is that there will be an embrace by our citizens that we've got some problems here. And I hope that we will face them head on, that we'll be honest in the assessments that we make regarding our observations. And then I pray that we'll have the strength and the courage to engage in whatever actions are necessary to come to a respect for others and for the differences of others, and an acknowledgement that this country belongs to all of us, and not just to those that look like the earliest settlers.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me. Patricia Timmons Goodson is a retired state Supreme Court justice now living in Fayetteville. This summer, President Obama appointed her to the United States Commission on Civil Rights. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.